I guess, what apps do you use? You said CNN, MSNBC. I used
the Newsy app for a little bit.
Newsy?
And then I just got tired of it.
I think I even had the KOMU one, and then...
I didn't know that was an app.
Yeah, they have one. I'm trying to think. It's like all in a separate tab. Maybe ABC? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a bunch.
Really? Mm-hmm. Just a whole bunch of...
Well, yeah, and then sometimes if I like look at one... I'm really... This is kind of translating, but I don't like layouts. Like, I used to like CNN, but I don't like the layout of their app, so I refuse to look at the app.
Yeah, it's painful.
So I look other places to find the news because it's just laid out.
And then horribly. HuffPo is a pretty good app.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah, HuffPo
is
all right.
What is it that you like about that app?
It's just, I mean, you can, it's user-friendly. Mm-hmm. You can click where you want to go and you can do whatever. And I mean, I know what you're saying about CNN, but you can still, okay, US, world, tech, you know, opinion, mm-hmm. whatever it is, you can navigate through it and click, and you can watch videos there, and it's set up like an like a app, but it's like you're on the actual website.
Ah, I see. I get it. Anybody else?
TMZ. Does that count?
TMZ I counts? Have TMZ. That is, I have. That is, that counts as some sort of news.
And ESPN. Yeah. Those count,
right? Mm-hmm, those count, yeah, definitely. What is it that you like about TMZ and ESPN?
I like that you can just read the story and easily flip to the next one, mm-hmm. and you don't have to like, I mean, like go through and search. They're just all there, and it's just like really easy. Like no work is required if you don't want to read it. Just
flip,
slide
just
your
swipe.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do any of you guys like personalize the apps? Do you have apps with, I guess, accounts that you can create? Yeah. The apps that'll send push notifications. Mm-hmm. Any of that?
ESPN.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
the ESPN is the only one that I have the notifications on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I turn them off.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Don't like getting
those.
Well,
I feel like I'm going to have, like, if I turn my iPad off and then turn it on an hour later, I'm going to have, like, 35.
A billion.
Yeah, like, notifications.
Not 35. You'll have a billion.
Probably.
But I mean, there's even ways you can control, like, what you, like, I don't know, for, like, yeah. Let's just say you were following a basketball team, and they give you, like, an option to notify you after a half,
mm-hmm.
Or, like, at the end of the game, or for, like, baseball, every run scored or every three innings, and you can kind of choose how many notifications. So if you just wanted, after every three innings, you're only going to get three notifications if you're away from your phone for 3 hours.
You mentioned having control. Is that an important part of the news consumption experience? Mm-hmm. Actually having control of, you know, what you're being able to watch, things like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to be force-fed something mm-hmm. that you don't want to watch, especially if you have purchased an app you don't want. Like, because with TV, you're kind of forced to watch whatever they're going to show you. But with a newspaper, with an app, you can kind of move your way around it and, for lack of a better word, manipulate it
right.
how you want it to be. So if you only want to look at something going on in, I don't know, in the
world
tech
news.
World or
right.
in money, you can focus on just that because it's a category.
Right.
So,
I guess with TV, they call that appointment viewing because
yeah.
it's almost like you know what time it comes on.
Right,
you
know
have
what
to
time
wait.
The weather comes
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Can watch the weather,
so you do that. Appointment viewing is mm-hmm. the term. I learned that like yesterday. Does cost play a big role in the news you consume? Mm-hmm. No.
What do you mean?
Like, will you? Mm-hmm. When you will you purchase an app? Will you spend money on an app or?
I mean, I'll go as high as like maybe like $5 for an app.
Right.
But that's about as high as I'll go, just because I could probably find it somewhere else for your free or very cheap.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well then I'm cheap because I would never pay
$5
for an app. If I can find it for free on something else, I will. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to pay for an app.
Mm-hmm.
But
I never pay for apps.
Right.
I just download them.
You feel like you can pretty much, if you can't get it one place, you'll get it mm-hmm. somewhere else, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I would pay for one, not $5, but $1.99.
Probably
$1.99.
Mom loves to give me iTunes gift cards.
Yeah. That's
not like
you're actively.
So if it's a gift, it's a little bit different.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, 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 yeah. Of course. Of course.
There was an
app
that was on the market for a while that was called like I'm Rich, and it cost like $100,000. And then
I saw that. I'm not sure why that app
even
existed. I mean, you could sell like just one download, and then ha, I'm done. I got 100,000.
That's it.
That's all I need. Yeah, that's a joke. All right. Well, that's the news consumption portion. We'll get into the app. First impressions. Let's one word. We'll start here and just kind of go around the room. One word to describe the app.
The whole thing.
Yeah, just one. We'll start with just one word. First thing that comes
Do you mind
to
actually coming back to me?
So yeah, sure.
About that?
Well, we'll start on this end.
Organized.